This is the Mash Pfizer Real Estate Podcast, Top 5 Rental Properties This Week, Episode Number 9. Hey everyone, I'm Mike Richardson, Senior Investor Consultant and Product Specialist at Mash Pfizer. Welcome back to Episode Number 9 of our Real Estate Podcast, Top 5 Properties This Week. In case this is the first time you listen to our podcast, let me tell you a little bit about it. I started the Mash Pfizer Real Estate Podcast a couple of months ago, and the reason was that I wanted to share with people interested in investing in real estate properties, just like you, the best investment opportunities in the U.S. housing market. As a senior investor consultant here at Mash Pfizer, I start each week by using our platform to search for the top performing investment properties in the U.S. Mash Pfizer collects real estate and rental data from dozens of reliable sources, which are available online. After that, we apply our machine learning algorithms to this big data to analyze the investment potential of markets, neighborhoods, and individual properties. We have about 500,000 real estate listings on our platform. Most of these are MLS listings, but we also have some off-market properties as well as some foreclosures, REOs, and bank-owned homes. What makes us different from other online marketplaces is that we don't just provide you with the basic information about each of these listings. We do much more. We provide you with comprehensive analysis of the investment potential of each property when rented out traditional or Airbnb. All you have to do is enter your preferred investment location, your budget, your expected rental income, return on investment, and it will provide you with a list of all of the properties available for sale which match your requirements. This makes Mash Pfizer ideal for both experienced investors who know what they're looking for and beginner investors who are just starting to browse around. In this way, we've been able to turn 3 months of research, data collection, spreadsheet calculations, and analysis into just 15 minutes. With just a few clicks of a button, you'll be able to find the most profitable rental properties in your desired market, which match all your investor needs and expectations. That's exactly what I do each week. I search through a few different markets, which I know perform well. I look at different property types and sizes, and I look at different price points. I know very well that each investor has their own budget, expected return, and other requirements. So I make sure to cover a wide range of properties. So before we move into the top five rental properties of this week, let me tell you a little bit about them. All of these properties are currently available for sale. They're listed on Mash Pfizer's platform, and their MLS listings, which are available all recently. These properties are able to generate above average income and cap rates, which make them some of the absolute best real estate investment opportunities in the U.S. housing market at this point. That's why you should hurry up if any of these properties grab your attention, and you should check them right away. Properties like these don't stay on the market for too long. Savvy investors are quickly to jump on opportunities like these. So if you're interested in any of these investment properties and want to explore further, you can find the link to each of these listings in the episode show notes. These links will take you to the property listings on Mash Pfizer's website. There you'll have all the information that you need about the property, such as the address, the listing price, characteristics, and amenities. This information comes directly from the MLS. And you'll also find detailed investment property analysis, which conducted by our tool powered by artificial intelligence. For each property you will see, you'll have access to their expenses, rental income, occupancy rates, cash flow, cap rates, and cash on cash returns. All these metrics are calculated for both traditional and Airbnb strategy. This helps you choose the optimal rental strategy for each listing. What's really, really cool about Mash Pfizer's platform is that all these figures are customizable. For instance, if you want to do some major repairs to push up your rental rate, you can change the repair cost on our platform and it will recalculate the expected return. If you want to hire a property manager and increase occupancy rates or management fees, you can customize things to this property and all of the cap rates and cash on cash returns will be customized. And this way, you can fully customize your analysis based on your experience in the local market and on your specific needs as an investor. So guys, if you like any of these five properties this week, make sure to check out right away before another investor purchases your property. Before we get started, let me assure you that Mash Pfizer is not involved in the sale of these properties. We don't make money from buying or selling real estate. We are not a brokerage. We simply help investors shortlist the most profitable opportunities by providing readily analysis and available analysis. So guys, let's take a look at the top five rental properties of this week. This week, we'll look at relatively larger and well-known markets. We have one primary market and a few secondary markets. We will look at both properties suitable for Airbnb and traditional rentals. We have properties that cost less than $200,000 and we have properties that are close to $1 million. Let's dive in. Second on our list is in Houston, Texas. Let's take a look at the Houston real estate market in 2021. As the largest city in Texas, it's clear why Houston is so attractive for real estate investors. The city has a large population, which is growing at above average rates. About 58% of the population rents rather than owning a home, not to mention the strong and diverse economy. All these factors come together to make Houston as one of the best places to invest in traditional rental properties. Traditional rental properties enjoy a high demand and offer good rental income. The relatively high price to rent ratio of 19% provides that your property will get rented out quickly and will generate above average income. According to the MassVisor data, the median price in Houston is about $407,000, which is above 50% above the average national price point. This makes Houston as one of the most affordable major cities, even for the first-time investors. However, keep in mind that Houston's a seller's market. This means that there are more buyers than sellers, so competition is tight. If this is the first time that you want to buy a property, we really recommend contacting an agent working with an agent. He or she will be able to get you a good deal in such a competitive market. If you're considering an Airbnb property, Houston is also a good choice. Currently, there are no short-term rental specific regulations like in most Texas. Airbnb rentals are legal. Our opportunity for today is actually more geared to traditional investments. The property is a single-family home. The address is 8105 Parnell Street in Houston, Texas. The address is the zip code is 77051. The asking price is $299,999, offering you four beds and four baths with 2,100 square footage. It's a great-looking property in a great area. It's very close to the medical center, and there's a lot of great things around in the area. So if you're looking for a stable market with a stable neighborhood for traditional investments, we found a deal that's a good, suitable fit for you. The property will enjoy a rental demand or rental income of $2,550 a month. With its recurring expenses at $1,018, that puts your cash flow at $1,532 a month and your expected cap rate at 6.13%. Now, financing a deal like this will be very easy. You can easily put 20% down on a property like this. You'll pay off your monthly mortgage, your recurring expenses, and still cash flow $550, putting your expected cash on cash return at almost 10%. So a great, stable, traditional investors who are a traditional property for traditional investors. It's only been on the market for 21 days. It's a new built property, 2018. So we're looking at a greatly renovated property that you can easily get into. You can have a tenant in and start renting out the property right away. The vacancy in the market is very low, so you'll have a lot of flexibility and bring in great traffic. So if you're an investor that's looking into traditional investments, this is a great deal for you to grasp on. So feel free to check out the property in the show notes below. Next on our list is in Atlanta, Georgia. The Atlanta real estate market has been a top choice for investors, whether interested in traditional rentals or Airbnb. Above 60% of the population is made up of renters, and the price to rent ratio is at 19%. This means that the demand for traditional rentals is very, very strong. And so the demand for Airbnb rentals. Importantly, Atlanta does not limit vacation rentals. All that that's required is a business permit to operate a short-term rental property, whether it's owned, occupied, or not. That's one of the factors that have been driving Airbnb investors to this market. In terms of home values, the median price of properties in the area is $480,000. This makes Atlanta one of the most relatively affordable major U.S. markets. And as you know, affordable property prices leads to higher return on investments. But Atlanta has traditionally also been a seller's market. This is more demand than the sale of listings. So you should get pre-approved for a mortgage and work with an agent if you want to be competitive in this local market. We found a very good deal for you in the area. This one is a little bit different. We picked out a condo. The address is 39 Brittany Way, Northeast Pine Hills, Atlanta, Georgia, and the zip code is 30324. The asking price is $249,000, offering you three beds, two baths, 1,550 square footage. Now, it's a beautiful model property in a great area. It's only been on the market for 8 days. The property is built in 1988. There are some HOA fees, and the property will bring in great rental demand for both traditional and Airbnb. The average traditional or average rental income for traditional in the area is $2,379. It is the optimal strategy in the area. We found a property that matches the average there. The rental of demand or rental income for the property is $2,653 with recurring expenses at $1,234, putting your cash flow at slightly below $1,500 and your expected cap rate at 6.84%. So an outstanding deal for investors who are looking for stable traditional investments. When we talk about recurring expenses, we are including insurance, management, maintenance, property taxes, and those HOA fees. So all of that has been accounted for. Now, if you finance, you can easily put 20% down on a deal like this. You'll pay off your monthly mortgage. You'll pay off your recurring expenses and cash flow $600. That puts your cash on cash return at 12.5%. So a very stable, great property for investors who are looking for residual income and they don't want the hassle of a vacation rental. So this could be a very good deal for investors who are looking for stable rental income. All it would take is 50% down. Or $50,000 to put down, and then you'll easily be paying off that monthly mortgage. So if you're interested in a property like this, feel free to check out this property in the show notes below. Next on our list is in Los Angeles, California. Now, Los Angeles is a primary real estate market. This is one of the places where experienced investors have been looking for years to invest in. With the large population, the booming industry, the endless tourist attraction, it's hard to not imagine what makes LA so attractive for investors, both for traditional and Airbnb rentals. About two-thirds of the population is renting out, and Los Angeles has one of the highest price-to-rent ratio nationwide as the value of 26, according to MassAdvisor data. This translates into high rental demand and high rental income. However, there's one significant barrier which prevents many from being able to buy a rental property in LA, the high property prices. MassAdvisor calculates the median price or property price at $1,145,000. That's why Los Angeles has been able to attract mainly experienced investors who have a lot of cash or have secured other financing options. Another thing that you have to keep in mind is that short-term rentals are very restricted or regulated in this area. So if you're thinking about Airbnb properties, you should consider working with a local property manager. We found a great traditional investment. Typically with markets like Los Angeles, it's better to gear towards multifamily. We found a property below the average price point in the area. It's three units. The multifamily address is 11820 South New Hampshire Avenue, and that's in Los Angeles, California. The zip code is 90044. The asking price is $950,000, offering you three units. Three of those units are being rented out at this point, so it's a great property to get into right away. The rental demand or rental income for this property, $8,435, with its recurring expenses at $2,674. This property is cash flowing $5,761. Now, with deals like this, it's great to finance, so you can easily put 20% down on a property like this. You'll be able to pay off your monthly mortgage, your recurring expenses, and still cash flow about $3,000. So it's not that difficult to get into a deal like this. Putting 20% down on a property like this, or even 10% down on a investment multifamily like this, you'll easily pay off that monthly mortgage. You'll only need about $100,000 to get into a deal like this. And what you'll be doing is paying off your monthly mortgage of around $3,500 with all of those expenses and still cash flowing $2,259. That puts your cash on cash return at 25%. So great deal, stable market, great rental demand. This is a property that you should check out right away. It looks like not a lot of people have had the chance to explore a listing like this. So this property will not stay on the market for long. So feel free to check out this property right away in the show notes. Fifth on our list for today is in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Fort Lauderdale is one of the places that we at MassAdvisor have always recommended for vacation rentals. The warm Florida climate, the beautiful beaches, and the numerous tourist attractions make this one of the most popular tourist destinations year long. And like most of Florida, Airbnb is fully legal. Indeed, the state of Florida prevents individual cities from establishing their own short-term rental regulations as tourism is such an important part of the local economy. So if you invest into Fort Lauderdale Airbnb properties now, you can expect it to be an available option for many years to come. With regards to affordability, the median price point is at $692,000. While it's not that low in cost, the property that I have selected for you is much more affordable. It's a great condo in a great area of Fort Lauderdale. The address is 5321 Northeast fourth tier, and the apartment number is 506, and that's in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in North Gulf Estates. The asking price is only $189,000, offering you two beds, two baths, 928 square footage. Great looking property. This is a property that's already been furnished. You can easily put it on the Airbnb website right away, and the property will start bringing in traffic. It's only been on the market for 14 days now. The price per square footage is $204. It was built in 1973. So a great stable property to get into right away if you're looking at vacation rentals. And it also has a very strong traditional rental value as well. Its Airbnb income is at $3,920. That puts its annual gross at $48,000 a year, slightly below that. With its recurring expenses at $1,643, this property is cash flowing $2,277 with a phenomenal cap rate of 14.5%. Again, that is a $200,000 home through a 51% occupancy rate, putting your cap rate at 14.5%. Now, local management companies in this area are extremely helpful. You can account for their difference on your occupancy rate. They'll have a major influence in increasing that occupancy rate. And if you want to finance a deal like this and put 20% down on an easy property like this, that will only be around $37,000. So great property to get into. You're going to pay off your monthly mortgage of only $616 with your recurring expenses and still cash flow $1,661. So great investment, stable Airbnb market. This is paying off all of its expenses. And this is including expensive management fees of 25% in the area. So you're still generating phenomenal return through a strategy of Airbnb and a stable, helpful management company that can manage the property for you so you don't have to be in the area. And if at any point you need to switch over to traditional, there's a stable traditional investment with this property. Its income is at $1,488, paying off that mortgage, paying off those same recurring expenses, including a management company, you'll still be cash flowing over $200. That puts your cap rate at 5.5% and 6% for your cash on cash. So an ideal property that you can get into right away if you are exploring vacation rentals and have a strong backbone for a traditional investment. I really like this property and I was really dying to share it with you guys today. So if this is a property that you think would be a great fit for you, feel free to check out this property right away. So guys, these were the top five rental properties of this week. As you can see, these are some of the marvelous investment opportunities that outperform the local market and outperform the national market as a whole. It is rare that you can see such returns. If any of these five properties seems like a right fit for you, don't hesitate to check out the links in the show notes. MatchVisor will provide you with complete rental property analysis so that you can confirm that this is the right property for you. However, if you didn't feel any of these properties, I would still like to encourage you to visit us at MatchVisor.com. We have a lot of properties, residential listings nationwide, which are geared to covering the needs and requirements for each investor. If there is a property in your neighborhood that you'd like to check out, you can enter the address and we'll provide you with investment potential analysis. The analysis is based on the performance of rental comps in the area, which makes it very accurate and reliable. It's almost time to say goodbye for this week, but before I go, I want to offer you a special gift. This is something available only for our podcast audience. With promo code TOP5, that is capital T, capital O, capital P, and then the number 5, you get to try MatchVisor for 7 days for absolutely free. And if you like us and want to continue using our software, we'll get you a 15% discount on your quarterly or annual subscription, and that is for life. Once again, that is promo code TOP15 for a 15% discount on an industry-leading real estate data and analytics platform. And this way, you'll be able to pay only $42 a month instead of the standard $50 a month. And if you still need some guidance and advice before you really get started, I'm here to help you. You can go to our website, MatchVisor.com, and schedule a free one-on-one consultation with me. I'll help you identify the best markets and the best property for your budget and requirements. I've helped thousands of investors find the ideal rental property, and I will be more than happy to do the same for you. So guys, that's all from me this week. I hope that you enjoyed listening to our podcast and that you are one step closer to finding your investment property. I'll be here next week with more amazing opportunities. Meanwhile, happy investing.